My heart resounds with everyone's presence. It's such a joy to be with you. The heart chakra, the heart center, is a universal center, the most universal of the only one or two that we have within our system. The crown center ultimately is universal, but it doesn't really start out that way. So one could say that the heart center is the only center that is always universal. This is very important because many of the colloquialisms that we use about broken heart or you know, how our heart feels when we love someone. Unless that love really is shared with all beings equally, then we're more than likely feeling something of the solar plexus that is very beautiful and quite profound, because love is profound. But it is personal. It is individuated. It is individual. So that's important to know, that is to say, the distinction between heart center and solar plexus or any other center that might have feelings of goodness, feelings of beauty, feelings of warmth, shared presence, things like that. Just because truly, truly, the heart is universal. It is non-personal. And that is something that is kind of hard to wrap our heads around in a modern time where personness, individuality, human rights, you know, what I want, instantaneous gratification, etc., are just, you know, we're brainwashed with that from the time that we are born, maybe even before we're born. So it's hard to really wrap one's head around the universal quality of the heart. Yet, we can feel it. Because when we look out to beauty of nature or a spontaneous arising of amazing empathy, amazing sorrow, because a situation is not just for the person in front of us or the person on the street or the homeless dog or something like that, or the drought that is, you know, in one's area, or the tsunami that just hit. It's not just because of the instance. It's because the instance resonates in a universal way. And in that moment, we're recognizing a universal condition or a universal quality, like beauty or like sorrow and suffering. So it does happen for us all. Let's get right to meditation, and we'll work with this through the week, of course. Add more words. We smile with the whole world. So right there, you understand that instruction over all these years is eliciting your heart center, or at least an invitation to that. no matter what the muscles of our face are doing, because the smile is really generated from inside, from our heart center, we can smile and literally hold the whole world in the embrace. For that matter, we could hold the whole universe in that embrace. And gaining confidence in that truth, because it is, because the heart center is universal. We could hold as many universes as we can imagine. Dimensions of reality. We don't have to conceptualize it, but rather trust. Fearlessly trust that this gentle smile, mostly from the heart, not our cheeks, is embracing, supporting, empathically, and completely aware of all the universes that are beyond imagination of the mind and all the beings in them, and holding them all universally in wisdom, compassion. No being is left out. No being is avoided. No being is judged. Not here on earth, not in our country, not anywhere, not with the heart. And so we sit in the gentle smile of the heart's all-powerful wisdom, compassion, limitless. Universal indicates there's nothing that isn't embraced. All is equal and equally embraced. So we sit for a minute or so, and maybe our heart will palpitate, and maybe our heart will feel a warmth, and maybe we'll just sit. It's all the same, it's all equal. And we breathe. Because the heart is always settled. always wide open, always at peace, even when experiencing sorrow for the world. Both are there, peace and sorrow, joy and truth. We sit, breathing with all existence. to soften and open to this universal power is awakening. To allow the soft, open, universal power to not be mitigated by the sense of self, by our wants, our concerns, etc., is to realize that the awakened way of the heart, just to use the term awakened, is the path of illumination. We constantly illumine our own way. Why? Because the heart is fearless, and anything that we push aside or prefer is all got to do with hope and fear. So the fearlessness of the heart provides or supports the universal, and to be universally open, soft, allows the power of the heart, the power of our inner essence, to express more and more. And a term for that is awakening. Deep in the center of your universality, is a vibration of universality, of complete embrace, fearless and most powerful. And it resonates all through you. resonates through the whole world, through the whole universe. It doesn't come from you, but it is you. We didn't create it. More truthfully, it created this incarnation. But for all of us who need something to perceive, because vibration is subtle, it manifests and demonstrates an electric blue color that's not really electric blue. It is a vibration. But that's all right. We can visualize it. And we can visualize it as a flame, as a jewel, as a point of electric blue, absolutely see-through. And if we really, really looked at it correctly, it would be all rainbow colors simultaneously. Simultaneously as being just transparent. Iridescent electric blue. But it constantly vibrates, radiates. Sounds and resounds, and the song of the heart is the exact same song of all the universe and everything in the universe. Which is why there are heartbeats, and the heartbeat of you and your dog and your loved ones, and the heartbeat of a hummingbird and of a butterfly and of the crash of a wave on the shore. They're all the same. And why the heartbeat of the sun kissing the earth as it rises and sets, that pulse is the same as in your heart. All because this vibration, this blue jewel, blue flame, this rainbow essence resonates, resounds. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We haven't stopped breathing with the entire universe and all the universes, and with every being on this planet. Until we come together again. That means the inauguration will happen and whatever else happens in the world will already pass. Hold as many moments as possible in the universality, in the universal embrace of the heart. Be fearless to embrace everything and everyone. Love you all. Create your day.